From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. United States Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis on Thursday ruled out any military collaboration between the U.S. and Russia, saying that conditions just aren't correct right now. Mr. Mattis' comments to the defense ministers in Brussels came after the Russian defense minister said Moscow is ready to restore cooperation with the Pentagon. Mattis also said Russia's actions have not been helpful in building a relationship with the alliance.
We thoroughly discussed the increased threats facing our alliance, and unified by the threats to our democracies, I found strong alliance resolve to address these growing threats. Russia's aggressive actions have violated international law and are destabilizing. Terrorism emanating from the Middle East and North Africa is a direct and immediate threat to Europe and to us all.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. NATO Defense Minister is meeting for our second day in Brussels, where they will be discussing ways to heighten their defense capabilities. Hear now from the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Today, we will take further steps to bolster our defense. We will review progress on the deployment of our four multinational battle groups in the eastern part of the alliance. We will also address how to better counter cyber attacks, which are becoming more frequent and complex.
Stoltenberg said NATO members are also looking at ways to tackle hybrid threats and cyber attacks, which he said were becoming more frequent and complex. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is taking part in his first major international talks on Thursday, joining a gathering of the G20 foreign ministers in Germany. Tillerson met with Foreign Secretary for Russia, the foreign minister, that is, Sergei Lavrov, on the sidelines of that conference in Germany.
Foreign Minister Lavrov and I had a productive meeting. We discussed a range of issues of mutual concern. As I made clear at my Senate confirmation hearing, the United States will consider working with Russia when we can find areas of practical cooperation that will benefit the American people. As we search for new common ground, we expect Russia to honor its commitment to the Minsk agreements and work to de-escalate the violence in the Ukraine.
A U.S. official said ahead of Tillerson's trip that the former ExxonMobil CEO would be using the meetings to mostly listen to his counterparts. President Trump indicated a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict may not be the only path to peace. Speaking at the White House news conference on Wednesday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Trump said he also looked at a one-state solution and would be happy with the one acceptable to both parties.
I thought for a while the two-state looked like it may be the easier of the two. But honestly, if Bibi and if the Palestinians, if Israel and the Palestinians are happy, I'm happy with the one they like the best.
Randolph-Macon College professor Michael Fishbach expressed surprise at this apparent change in longstanding U.S. policy.
The Palestinians, compared to where they were, have made huge concessions in terms of what's their bottom line, not a defeat of Israel, not return to 1948, to take 23% of Palestine, call it a state, and leave it at that. So the ingredients have been there.
Fishbach said what has been lacking to achieve a two-state solution is pressure from the United States. Mr. Trump also called on Mr. Netanyahu to pull back on Jewish settlements in the occupied territories. Syrian talks on shoring up a ceasefire underway Thursday in the Kazakh capital, Astana, delayed one day by the threat of a boycott by the opposition delegation over what they call repeated government violations of the truce. It precedes next week's round of Geneva talks on Syria's political future. And officials in South Sudan say army soldiers entered a village near the capital Juba early this week, raping at least a half dozen women and girls, some of them at gunpoint. This comes after the president warned that soldiers who commit such acts will be shot. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.